This is the smell of the leftover tuna fish sandwich you left in your lunchbox over the weekend in a Wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, Wimpy, Wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a Hefty Ultra Strong trash bag.
Hefty, Hefty, Hefty!
Ah, smell the difference? Hefty Ultra Strong has Arm & Hammer with continuous odor control, so no matter what's inside your trash, you can stay one step ahead of stinky. And for bigger jobs, try the superior strength of Hefty Large Black Bags.
Good morning, Nerd Clan. Today we are in the car. We're going between a couple of my donut shops, and I figured we had some time to do some Midnight Sun, Blake's Book Club, Chapter 25. Race. Sorry. Oh, man. You know, this is a chapter that is surprising. I did not expect this chapter. The way that it starts is actually very funny. Oh, by the way, this chapter here, this entry is going to be relatively quick. There isn't a whole ton here to go over. As it is, it's one of those chapters that gets us from point A to point B, and that's what we're doing here. There are some interesting things. Particularly how Edward is using each of his family members to serve as his eyes for the rest of his chase through Arizona, particularly when the mirrors explode off the car because he's, you know, going in between lanes and cars and, you know, he's going so fast. And I loved the explanation of how Jasper is using his focus to focus the rest of them, because that's what he used to do, his battle focus. He used to do that for his newborns, which again is leading to a much larger mystery of what do you mean by newborns? What happened? Like, what was Jasper doing? When was this happening? All that stuff. It leads to a larger mystery that I think at one point would be logical for us to go through, or at least tackle. Again, if you're reading Midnight Sun with the full knowledge of Twilight, you understand what's going on. But if you don't, and you're not reading Midnight Sun without the full knowledge of Twilight and the Twilight Saga, then you're left with this mystery. So we're seeing a push and pull of the book Midnight Sun wanting to exist on its own, but still relying on the narrative of the Twilight Saga, still using that as leverage in its own story. And I would love to get your opinion on whether or not the Midnight Sun is using that leverage properly. I think that's an important thing to talk about.